Blog Talk Radio.
About the principal 16 categories of Ifa. Now, I know I told you that I don't personally do personalized readings, but I did say I was going to be teaching you how to tap in to your ability to have your third eye open where you can do some oracle readings. Now, some of you might be unique. Some of you might not need to be trained into how to tap into that medium where you can use to read oracles. Some people are born here with the ability not to require any modality of a medium. They use their ability, their third eye, to literally read energies and read frequencies around the aura of a person. Some people just can meet you for the first time, look at your aura, and see that you have a profound aura around you and can read what is going on in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we are a paranormal channel, and we feature and specialize ourselves in the area of oracle reading. My brother and I both are oracle readers. And we were born with a third eye to read energy and frequencies with that modality. You have heard his readings on the show for many times. His name is Jamel Harvey. He's done several different readings for people. He does the Acoustic Records as well as reflexology and iridology and zodiac, as well as reading your auras and your frequencies. And he's quite good at reading auras. Now, I learned to start reading auras when I was very young. I could read the energy around a person. I didn't know exactly what a medium was. However, I knew things about people, and they often knew it. So they would come to me asking if I would give them a reading or tell them something about themselves. And I'd say, well, why, you don't know it? You don't know anything about yourself? Now, that is just hideous. For you to have to ask someone to read the aura around you. You've got to learn how to read the auras yourself. Now, you don't have to be a priestess to do this. Each and every one of us have been given a measure of faith. All we have to do is stir up that measure of faith so we make sure that we are practicing dealing with our third eye, opening up our third eye, and being able to hear from the spirit. Now, you have to be in tune to the spirit. You just can't go around thinking you know what to do when you are not co-creating with your higher self. Now, I taught you about co-creating. That means that you are God, little children, and you are co-creating with the Godhead that has been placed within inside of you. Now, today we're talking about the aura of the oracle reading. We're talking about the principles of the 16 categories of Ifa, and this exclusively pertains to Ifa. I know that there are a lot of divination oracle mediums out there, and I'm going to share that with you. I'm going to share that with you in a book that I've used so many times. I don't know if you can see that book, but I'll hold it up to you in a second so you can see it. That book I've used, and it comes from other geographical areas covering the North America, the South America, and the equators and below the equators. And it's by Dieter Bleu, and it's called The Arts of Divination, Practices from Around the World. You must understand that geographically, our oracle readings are different based on the geographical area. Now, I couldn't very well go into Africa and know all the practices unless when I was practicing in the area of Ifa. And I am also practicing in the area of Ifa exclusively, not all of Trinidad, Haiti, and those areas, but they would probably have something in Benin where they practice with Ifa. Now, I'm going to take you around my little setup here and show you some of the things that are used for modalities readings. As you can see here, I don't know if you can see these, but there is little stones in a jar, and there is, can you see anything? I don't know why it's not showing. There is a chime, which gives us the frequency, and here is a special stone that can carry all kinds of vibrations. Can you see it? There you go. Now, this is a container that my E-Kings would possibly be in over in a corner. Can you see that? And here is also a little music instrument that I like to carry around with me. Candles, electric digital candles. You can purchase those in any dollar store because you don't want to catch any flame to a fire. So you want to always have candles. Candles invite the spirit in. Now, these are kauri shells. I don't know if you can see them. Can you see the kauri shells? Okay, there you go. The kauri shells we usually have, like for the 16 de la Gue kauri shells when we do our reading. You can also do a reading with a glass of water. See that glass of water? You can read the ripples and the waves of the water, and it tells you information, yes or no answers. Here is Obi, and Obi has four shells that you get yes or no answers with. Now, I don't have the E-King. I don't have my E-King chains, but with these kauri shells, they use the E-King chains. Over here are candles, and these are candles that you can light. I don't know if you can see them, candles. Can you see them? Yes. And I always carry the candles because they bring the frequency. Now, that's just to give you an idea of what most mediumists use. And if you're using your own ability to read frequencies, you don't really need to have anything that pertains to a medium. You can just have the person there in front of you. Now, I'm going to read you off a couple of the actual principal 16 categories for Ifa. Now, I didn't say that this was for anybody else. This is for Ifa, okay? And Ifa is its own divination system. And as I told you, there are different divination systems for different geographical areas. We're focusing in on Nigeria, Benin, Africa, and this is where all of the teachings come out of for Africa. As I explained to you, a stone, special stone that you might want to incorporate in your readings, and this is a special stone that will give energies out, okay? As I indicated, you want vibrations in the room. You might use a vibration fork to give you vibrations in the room. And here is a special stone that can be held during the readings while you meditate to help you to get into a trance. Now, you see me sometimes go into a trance quite a bit, and you have to be able to throw yourself into a trance. And literally, you're removing yourself from your body, and you have gone to your lower, probably to your higher self when you're going into that trance. It's very important that you understand that doing any type of reading, you will see sometimes that the reader can go into a trance because they're trying to pull information and they're trying to leave the presence of their body. Just as I told you that water is very, very vital. It knows no energy. You can read the ripples of the water by asking questions, yes or no questions. Now, for those of you who have seen my other shows, you've probably seen these kauri shells. And I'm going to read you the principles of the 16 categories of Ifa where these kauri shells are used. Now, you may not recognize any of the names. These are Yoruba words, and you might not recognize them. For number today, I want to focus in on the last one, but I'm going to read you all of them. Eji Ajibi, Oyukun Meji, Iwun Meji, Ode Meji, Iwori Meji, Iwori Meji, Abare Meji, Akunwe Meji, Akunda Meji, Ose Meji, Ika Meji, Itumre Meji, Akare Meji, Irete Meji, Ise Meji, Ifun Meji. Ifun Meji is the one I want to focus in on. Ifun Meji is related to the giver. If someone gets a reading from Ifun Meji, it might mean that they have not been giving enough. They might have been an authoritarian figure who failed to give, and this reading came about to remind you that you must be a giver as well as a taker, and it will be informing you to go and get a reading from a female woman who might be able to show you how to be a little bit more intimate and in your giving and in your ability to understand that it takes a giver as well as a receiver. So in this particular reading, it's saying that you're not giving, and it wants to remind you to give. And one of the things that we must understand is that all readings will give you a warning and give you an opportunity to set your life straight, to give you the ability to see that up ahead, there is danger and there's warning signs, and these readings give you an actual warning so that you can make the change. Now, you know I told you that Ifa will alter the day of death, and Ifa usually, and Oromala has the ability to alter your death, and that means to change the date and the time because we all have a scheduled date. But Ifa can change that schedule date. Oh, you're admiring my eleke beads? Oh, I was bestowed these eleke beads by Chief Metahochi, which he had his assistant consecrate and make every one of the beads. They all represent an angel, an Orisha, one of the Orishas that we actually commune with. We don't worship them. We commune with them, and they are essence of God. They represent the angels of God and their likeness, giving you an idea of who they are. Since you cannot embrace the God who is combustible fire, you can embrace the Orishas, every one of them, and be able to wear them without combustible fire. And each one of them have a character and characteristic, and they're actual people that have been deified, and you can have their images in your home. You can have their colors, like Yamanye is my mother. I love her yellow colors, but I've been recently told she wears blue. I don't know why, but I've always thought she wore yellow. And Oshun possibly wears the blue. That's what I thought. But these are nurturing women that actually govern the ocean and the sea, and they literally ask you to leave offerings at their ocean and the sea. So fruit is usually given to these women as an offering. Money is given to them as an offering, and they will bring you good tidings, and they will support you. And around your home, you may set up an altar to these 16 Odus. I'm going to read them again for these principal 16 categories, and they're edgy, edgy ajibi, oye kunde meji, iwobe meji, ilede meji, orukun meji, owori meji, abare meji, akunre meji, akunde meji, ose meji, ikin meji, otunre, opon meji, otura meji, otreke meji, ose meji, ofun meji. Now, what that means is that these are readings that come from poetry books. And there are 16 categories of these Odus, 256 of the Odus. But we look at the seven and work with them, okay? But they have 256 Odus. Now, I want you to understand that when you get the 16 categories that puts you in a reading of a poetry, then the actual diviner looks up that reading from that poetry. And I'm into poetry, as you know. These are stories. These are stories that could fit any of your life. And one of them will be categorized by the reading that you get, and you put the markings. And the markings, as you can see, there are markings here. And for every one of these markings, all the way to 16, whichever category your reading falls in, that is a poetry that you look up. And when you look that poetry up, at that point, you might have two stories that mimic your situation. You can take those two stories and narrow it down to the one that best fits your circumstances. Now, I've had people who've had unforgiveness in their life. And in their reading, it came up as unforgiveness and that they couldn't get a prayer through until they made their peace with someone at the graveyard. That's right. They were actually instructed to go to the graveyard. And with going to the graveyard, they must go there and ask for forgiveness in order for that curse to be lifted off their life, in order for them to be able to see some benefits and success stories in their life. They were instructed to do that when you have the reading, you have a sacrifice, and the sacrifice means you have to carry out an actual order. And it's not about killing people. No, we don't have any of that. There's no bloodshed for people. These are fowls and lower animals and goats and beasts that they use to cook. And they eat of those animals, and they don't throw them out, so it's not wasteful. Now, you may be asked as your Odu to go out and to cast fruit to the water to your Orisha. You may even be asked to go and make a plate of food for one of your ancestors or one of your Orishas and set it on your altar. These are things that, yes, they're out of the way, but that's what a sacrifice is. Remember I told you there are 400 plus one on the right side. That means good people. But there are 200 plus one on the left side, meaning there's always room for one more. So because God allows evil and good to exist in this world, we have to compromise with evil to get evil off of our back. So sometimes it is necessary for us to go to evil and tell evil, what is it that you want that we can do to get this thing off of me? And evil can come back and say, look, I want you to go and to apologize to the ancestors. Whatever the reading comes back for the Odu, it must be carried out, or else you are not going to have that thing taken off your back. It's a sacrifice. And you remember in and some of the Bibles that talk about that the people brought their cattle and all of their animals for sacrifice because they wanted to get sin off of them. Well, this relates back to that concept, which the Bible, which actually they stole it from the African concept, sacrifice. So when you hear sacrifice, don't think that a human being is being sacrificed. None of that ever would go on because you must understand that Oromola and Oludulamare are all-knowing, all-seeing, and they know that this would be corruptive if they had people going around making sacrifice of human sacrifice. There is no human sacrifice. It's all things that were done in decent order. Now, this religion is structured so well that it has laid out your prayers for you in the morning, your prayers for you in the evening, and it has laid off a reading ritual for you so you get a reading on yourself to find out what is your path, what is your direction for your life, what must you do to make sure that things go well for you. So you learn how to read the Kashic records. You learn how to do numerology so you can take the numbers in your name and add them up, the numbers in your birthday and add them up. And some readers even take your Kashic record and see who you were in another life. And they also take the zodiac signs to map out your weaknesses in your body to show which areas are more prone to accident or to injury or to lossage. That way it gives you a map to better explain how to care for yourself when it comes to mind, soul, body, and spirit, your eating habits, your spiritual habits, and you know that Oludulamare inhabits our praises. So we must understand that we are worshipers. And just like I explained to you before, that those people who choose not to worship God in spirit and truth, he will bring about the damaging of your children through hunchback, through albino, through blindness, through crippleness, so that it reminds you that you are a caller to prayer, that you must remember to give praises to the Most High, Oludulamare. Now, there is Akamare. Akamare is the god of the universe, and Akamare, being the god of the universe, he literally came and gave you a breakdown of the triune god, Oludulamare, Olerum, Ilede, and Ori. Ori is a part of Ilede, which he gave to you so God would never leave you and that God would always be placed on your head. So you wouldn't be giving credit to some fictitious, spooky God out there. You would be giving credit to your head. If you've had success, you did good on the job, you were promoted, you give praises to your head, Ori, not to some fake, fictitious God out there. We want to get out of this spook God. The reason that I decided to go into the way of life for Yoruba, because it didn't present itself as a spook God, where I had to look around the corner and look for this unknown God. This God literally existed with me at all times. So I wasn't saying that when I called God up, you know, he had me on the on hold. I knew that the God that I was going to pray to was a God in me. So he had to be, or she, he, or it, had to be available at all times. But if I have to look up in the sky to believe that I had to wait my turn for God to truly come into my life, then I'd be worshiping a spook God. And I came out of Christianity, so I did not have to any longer worship a spook God. And I'm telling you to stop worshiping a spook God and be cognizant of the fact that we have got to understand that God cooperates with us on one accord. He cohabitates with us on inside of our being, and he lets us know that we are the ones that are actually doing the work. Faith without works is dead. And this is what he would tell us. So therefore, he's saying, at all times, cooperatively work with the Godhead in you, because you are God, little children, and ye have overcome them. Now, we're talking about oracle reading and the principles of the 16 categories of Ifah. Now, Ifah is just one of the African traditional religion. You have Santeria, and you have Voodoo. They're all in the same category where they have gods that they worship and that they also do oracle divination. And they are not witchcraft. I see a lot of women running around calling themselves witches. Do you not know the harm you would put yourself in? They once called priestess witches, but they didn't have an understanding that there were good and bad in these people who were considered the ones who did good for the universe. Ifah would not allow you to do wicked things and put curses on anyone. They are not allowing this. They're not participating in this. So those women who are out there calling themselves witches, I wish you wouldn't do that, because you're going to send a posse out after you, and you're going to have to explain yourself. You better understand that you just cannot be just universal. You have to go and practice under one particular faith, or you may have many different modalities. But we've got people that don't want to identify with one faith. They want to say that they're universal and they use everything. But then that'll get yourself in trouble, because you have some women calling themselves witches and that they're doing these magical things. Then you'll have strange people coming up to you asking you to do some magical things for them. Everyone has their own magic. And remember I told you that we are magicians, we're magical. We are. We have our own ability to command God. And God said to command him. And when we command God, he manifests for us because he works for us. He needs to know experience through us. God has no eyes, no nose, no way of knowing experience except through us. He has a contract with us so that we will have good experiences, so he will get to know experiences through us. So don't ever forget that. You're not a bellhop for God. God does want you to praise him. He does inhabit that. And that we want to give him because he's been so gracious to make us in his own image. We're walking around in God's image and have a third eye that is available to us that we can suppress and open up and function and do greater things than Jesus did. Jesus already told you the greater things that he would do, that you would do, than he did. So why aren't you doing readings? So why aren't you doing divination and oracle reading? And why haven't you perfected your gifts where you can read the frequencies of auras naturally around your brothers and your sisters and your children? Every one of you should be able to do the oracle readings on your child without a medium, because you know the aura of your child. Even if he wasn't here, you could manifest the aura of your child and see what kind of aura was around that child. Was there some danger around that child that you can believe and see in your captive visualization? When you throw yourself in a trance and you see that child, you can see if there's danger around them and will it away. You have that ability to call things that be not as though they were. You also have that ability to send some energy. Jesus said, he told the Samaritan man, you don't have to bring the child here. I don't even have to go there. I'm going to send my word, and I'm going to heal her. So start sending your frequency and your word so that you can change circumstances in your loved one's life. You are the oracle reader. You are the one that have the magic stick. Now take your magic stick out and go into a trance and see beyond the geographical area where you are. Use your clairaudio to hear what is not being said. If your child is speaking to you and saying one thing and you know that's not true, use your clairaudio and say, I hear what you're not telling me. Now, what is it, child, that you really want to tell me? Because you are a seer. You must practice and perpetuate these gifts. You cannot do that while waiting for some Babalaw to come in town or some priestess to do your reading. Don't give your virtue completely over to someone. Practice on a daily basis and do your own household readings and find out what's going on in their life and what is potentially on its way in your life, because you're supposed to ward these things off. That's what the reading is about. If there is something coming towards you that is not righteous and you have gotten a reading for it, they're supposed to give you a solution about how to ward that thing off. That's why you should have readings frequently, because things are going on in our lives all of the time, and we must be on top of things, and we must be able to feel, oh, I feel something. And don't say that's just a hunch. That is your first voice speaking to you. And if you are born with the same measure of faith that I'm born with, if I can read oracles through the energies around the frequency of a person, then you can too. It only takes practice, and it only takes consistency. But you cannot do this when you are sitting in front of a television without your antennas on, and the antennas keep going up, and you keep shutting them off. The antenna keeps going up, and you keep saying, why is this antenna going up, and why do I keep hearing these voices in my head? Then that's your higher self trying to communicate with you. Now, we are going to do better than this as African Americans. We run to the doctor for everything. We run to our lawyers for everything. We don't understand that we have a higher spoken one that resides on the inside of us, and he's in tune with what's going on, but you've got to be in tune. But if you're not in tune and you want to be an oracle reader, when I came into Yoruba, someone sent for me because they knew that my third eye was open already and that I was able to read energy without a medium. And the chief that told me this, he even said that I'm going to give you the tools to divine with, and you've already been initiated, so I'm going to bring you in to be a Yala Day to assist me. Now, what greater recommendation than to get a recommendation from a chief that you can walk side by side him? That's because I've lived my life, all of my life, tapping into the energies of my mother's that she left with me to guide me and to speak to me. Sometimes we are born with our third eye open, and sometimes we come into this life being able to hear those people who are ministering to us and hear what they're not saying and be able to alarm them. Now, you know that wasn't the truth that you gave me. There was something else that you wanted to elaborate on. Now, wasn't it? What is it that you really want to tell me? Come on, clean with it so you can get the help you need. So many of us don't get the help we need because we're afraid and ashamed to tell the person clearly what is going on. And so many of us have doubted ourselves when we have clairvoyant ability that we were born with, but we second-guess it and suppress our universal assistant. Do you know that the universe is rooting for you? The universe is out there waiting for you to ask for assistance. The universe wants to aid you. The universe wants to be in your posse. The universe wants to be in your tribe to aid you under every circumstance. The universe is rooting for your children to succeed. All you need to do is tap into the universe by going to the forest, to the edifice where you pour libation and you include the universe as your friend, because you are the coyote. You are the deer. You are the fawn. You are the owl. You are the birds. You are the eagle. Now tap into those eagles and fly higher than an eagle, because you tapped in to the fact that they're your brothers and your sisters. Nothing that God created was bad. Everything has its purpose. You got to find your purpose. Asking for a reading from a Baba Law can be the beginning. And when you ask for that reading, ask for an actual divination of your purpose. And what did you kneel down before Orumala to promise Orumala in a contract? What is your purpose here? Then ask for the right hand of Ifa, so that the right hand of Ifa will lead you in all directions. We must understand that as Africans, we have no business placating to a lesser and lower God. If we've been practicing Christianity, then we don't know Oladulamare. If we've been practicing Islam, then we don't know Oladulamare. We must remember that the Africans gave us a God and told us that there were many gods, and that's why God is jealous. He wanted you to know that there are many gods, but he wanted you to perpetuate on him, Oladulamare. And our creation story is different from the biblical story from the Bible. You must understand that you can take on universal teachings, but you must worship a God higher than yourself. Don't go on thinking that this universe was created because of the Great Bang Theory. We must realize there is a God that is greater than ourselves that we bow down to, but we also cooperate and coexist with that God as we work together on one accord. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, let me also say that you can have stones that you are manipulating and using for your readings. It's very, very important. You should also have ancient statues that you have in your home that actually will help you to meditate. Meditating is very important, and you must do that day and night without ceasing. As we meditate on a song, let's meditate on a word, a profound word, getting into our numerology, looking at numbers and how they're cast, and looking at the numbers in our name to see what they add up to be. What does it mean to have a perfect seven? And you see me use seven in everything because my very birthday adds up to a perfect seven. So what does that seven mean? What does the number eight mean? Do you realize that most women would wait to go in labor to have their child on the eighth day because the number eight represents multiplication and it represents completion, and the number is so vast that people even put the number eight in their wallet and carry it around because it duplicates and it multiplies. It's very vital that you should understand your own stuff. We're around here dealing with things that are very, very low vibration. When we vibrate at a higher frequency, we're at such a high frequency that people, when they come and stand next to side of us who are sick, they can get healed. Because I use vibrational healings while working in the hospital. People got up out of their sick beds and went home because of the frequency that I was vibing at. Now, don't forget about your frequency. You must keep your frequency level high, and your melanin must not drop. When you find yourself not eating the right foods to keep high frequency, go back on your high frequency diet and realize you must remain spiritual. You cannot be out in the world doing things where you're killing people, involving yourself in terrible deals. You must remember you're going to be judged on a daily basis. You are one of God's spectacles. You are one of God's images that he used to vibrate through. So you cannot carry yourself in a misconduct way. You must press on with Iwapelu, good character, good conduct, because every day is judgment day for the African. Every day is a day that you're going to be judged. So we must understand, we must have a higher frequency to carry on in a just-like way, letting our handshake be our bond and understanding that through this we have a way of life and a way of escape. Some people are so tormented in their own minds because of the detrimental things that they do. And if you take any part of the readings and this particular faith and do detrimental things to other people, they're going to come back to you 10 times fold. Don't think that you have the power to use these gifts to bring curses upon other people and to take their man away and to send out bad vibes. The whole earth itself will shake before God allows you to torment somebody else with a religion that was meant for good. Ephah will mend your broken heart. It was meant for good and not to do harm to anyone. So as far as you calling yourself a witch, you can't be a part of Ephah calling yourself a bad witch. We don't know nothing about no bad witches, okay? So women that are out there, they are coaches, and they are doing great things. Their eyes are open, and they are working for the master. Then give credit to the master where it's due. Don't give it credit to a witch of some sort. Which witch are you talking about? Because there are good witches and bad witches. Who are you representing? But we must understand that oracle reading is very, very important. Everyone knows when your eyes are open and when you can read articles, because they're going to come to you and ask you to read their oracle. Tell them something about themselves. Do you know anything about their children? They're going to follow you around. Signs and wonders will follow them who believe. And if you are a true oracle reading, you're going to have signs and wonders that follow after you. And righteousness will also beget you, and it will beset you before you go anywhere. Your reputation will go before you. And it's very vital to understand that we as oracle readers must have good conduct. We must also carry ourselves in a nature that is unacceptable, that is anything unacceptable, that we cannot bow down before the gracious Father to ask anything of him. Because he said to a man, if you've been disorderly to a woman or mistreated a woman, don't bother to go down on your knees to ask anything from the Creator. So we must understand that we have a high calling, and we must walk upright with dignity and equality. We cannot reduce ourselves to the level of a devil where we create a devil within ourselves. There is no devil, but the flesh can create wickedness easily. So you must hold back the flesh. You must suppress the flesh and let the flesh know that he has no authority. He has no authority, none whatsoever. He has no authority in your life. And you don't give the flesh any place in your life. Hold tight.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love came to me.
Give no Christmas stuff out today. They done lost it.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard.
back, ladies and gentlemen. You have your Omiyaka 7 live, bringing you Oracle Divination Network, and we're talking about the principles of the categories of Ifa, the 16 principles that we've been talking about, and how we use them in our life. I said to you that I would teach you how to do your own oracle readings and that I would not do your personal oracle readings because this is not a place where you can wait in line and have tons of people waiting upon waiting when they can do their own readings. And what I'm showing you today is a little bit about the Ifa divination system. And I've also showed you a book where you can find other geographical divinations. And I want you to understand that Ifa is not the only divination system and that there are other divination systems. And that I did save some time to talk about some of the divination systems here that we have in other geographical areas. And I want you to know that there are tons of divination. As I had given you divinations on the Venda tablets. See here where it says the Venda tablets? I actually had given a workshop on the Venda tablets before and showed you that some of them focus in on the family. They look at the mother-father position and the actual daughter's position. Here you can see where they have extracted the venues for the father, the daughter, and the mother. If there's something going on with the mother, then there's something in the family that needs to be addressed differently than for the father. And if there's something going on with the children, there's something that needs to be addressed. Now, the ancient Egyptian is a very, very prominent one, the ancient Egyptian. And the ancient Egyptian wouldn't use the same type of reading. They would use a Kemetic reading. I've been experienced a little bit with the Kemetic teaching. I started with that first, and I really admire the Kemetic teaching because it actually deals with emblems. And when you go into a meditation, you take those emblems with you based on what your needs are. And you meditate on those, and then you chant over those, and they actually give you a higher premiation. And there's also a divination system for the Kemetic teaching. And the Kemetic teaching teaches you something that you need to use for, with your Kemetic teaching, it goes through the same steps that Ifa does. And they also have their deities that we worship as well, like angels. And the Kemetic ancient Egyptian is possibly where a lot of people are getting their cards from. Can you see that? Okay. I tend to not to want to meditate on any of the cards, but here is where they show some of the actual examples of the reading that there's Thoth, and let's see here. There is Thoth, and there's Nefertiti. There's And literally, they go into the Lotus Sutra. I don't know if you know anything about the Lotus Sutra with the Buddhism. That's the highest teaching. And here is Set and Anubis. So with these cards, they actually use to draw cards to determine what is going on in your life. And those particular cards, sometimes they use a deck of cards to do that, or they use emblems. And here is the crook that they actually use. It's a card where it actually describes what is going on with the phallus. And here's the solar. See the solar there? And this one is the actual twins, where you have Shu and Nut, where it represents, people think that's a sexual thing, but that's not a sexual thing. That's where Shu and Nut come together with the mother spirit. So understanding the process of the spirit is the bottom line. Most people are not in the spirit, so they let it fly over their head. But when you're in the spirit, you can connect with all of these different deities and procedures. But if you're not in the spirit and you're disconnected from the spirit, then it's very hard for you to understand what any of this means. Now, there is something called the Day Lagoon. The Day Lagoon is what I did. I did the Day Lagoon for you. The Day Lagoon I did for you. And I explained to you that it's very vital to have the Day Lagoon because the Day Lagoon is going to represent something that's very, very important. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you know what the Day Lagoon is, but I did the actual program on Facebook, and it's a whole teaching that I did and completed for the Day Lagoon. Now, for those of you who have not been able to frequent any of my teachings, you can go out to YouTube and see that I had a couple of comedic teachings under the Day Lagoon, and I went through the Kari Shell. So that whole teaching is out there. Hold tight for a minute. We're going to commercial. For joining me on this escapade. We're learning about the principles of the 16 categories of Ifa. And I want to go over those again for those of you who might be just tuning in to us right now as we look at the 16 categories. That is Eji OGB, Ikere Meji, Iwori Meji, Odu Meji, Irosun Meji, Iwori Meji, Obare Meji, Ikunre Meji, Ikunde Meji, Ose Meji, Ikare Meji, Arotu Pon Meji, Okare Meji, Irete Meji, Ise Meji, Ofun Meji. And as I said earlier, that we were looking at Ofun Meji, which is the giving sign, and when you see a reading to come up under that particular one, the last one, it means that you're not giving enough, and there is an alarm to tell you to start giving and to go have a reading from a nurturing woman that will teach you how to give. It's very important that we understand that you can have a Kostic record done of your past history, your past life history, your zodiac, Kostic records of how you connect with your neighboring signs and your moon sign and your sun sign. All of this goes together to help you determine your healing mechanism. Which parts of your body are going to be prone to being weak? Which parts are you going to have to watch for to make sure that you are treating your body right? And also taking the numerology and doing a reading of your name and all the numbers that pertain to add up to your birthday so you can best be able to diagnose and treat. Some good priests normally take all these modalities to help them to figure out what your diagnosis is and how can they treat you. But you cannot know all this unless you're trained, and that's why you have a trainer. And a lot of times people say, well, how did you learn all that? Well, I learned some of it through my chief, who was my mentor, and I also learned some of it because of the fact that I was able to sit under his feet for a while and learn these things. But nevertheless, it's very vital that we should stay on top of things, and we should oftentimes wonder about the clairvoyant, the unknown, the paranormal. And when people hear paranormal, they think that that is an antichrist. They think that's something against God. They think we are trying to destroy the world. They think we're aliens. No, we're none of that. We're unique gifts to God's gift. And God has brought us into subjection because he wants us to come forward to do his work. You cannot do his work being afraid. So those of you who have these gifts and don't know how to place them and their gifts are under attack, don't go character assassinating yourself by attacking yourself, calling yourself a witch, so that they can place you in a category of someone that's demonic. We're not witches. We are priests and priestesses. I am a reverend. I have a license to marry, bury, and baptize. I am a reverend. I went to theology school and received my license. So I am reverend priestess. So there would not be any concept of thinking that I'm a witch after all the schooling that I had. But you have a lot of people that are misinformed out here calling themselves a witch. You might do some of the things that a good witch does, but don't call yourself a witch. Try to acquire a title that is acceptable. Priests and priestesses have been acceptable around the world. I know a lot of people look at us and think, oh, my God, they know so much, and they have to understand the herbology and iridology, reflexology. They have to understand alternative measures for herbology. Yes, we have to dabble in all of that because we are physicians and practitioners. And practitioners usually can see sickness on people. Some of them can even smell the sickness, and they can even see which part of the body that's injured because we have an all-seeing eye that has been given to us. Some can even hear the frequency in your voices and to determine what your diagnosis is, what are you suffering from. This is a good characteristic to have, but unfortunately, some churches turn us away, and they want to category us as freaks and witches, and they are going to have to stop it. And you women who are calling yourself witches, don't help bury yourself with your own hand, because they want to put you into flames if they could. I know many years ago they did burn witches, and they probably would start burning them now if they could, because when someone does not know the unknown and they're not familiar with it, they want to place you in an area where they demonize you so they can justify killing you off. Well, I am a priestess, and I'm a high priestess of poetry, and what drew me to this is all of the readings are based on poetry. On the readings for Ifa, these are poems that you memorize. And because I am a poet, I knew right away that I would have to remember those stories. So I start committing them to memory. And committing the stories to memory will help you to be able to divine quickly and to decipher what type of diagnosis to give someone that comes to you that has a problem. And we all have problems. We got 99 problems that we won't ever get rid of, and we're always waiting for one more to come. So therefore, we need solutions. We need directions for our life. We need to ask questions about what's up ahead, what is besetting us, how do I prepare myself for it, and am I going to be remarried? Is there somebody out there for me? Gentleman on the horse is going to come and take me away. All kinds of questions. But we know the answers to our questions, and we know how to find solutions because we have oracle readings that we can throw OB on our yes and no questions. Just like I told you, with the OB, if you want to ask yes and no questions, you can do that. You can cast your Kari shells and ask a yes or no question. With the Kari shells being open, with their mouth open, meaning a yes, two up would mean yes, one up would mean no, and with the butts of our Kari shells face up would mean no. So we can ask simple questions and get an answer. We must understand the universe helps with all of these readings. The universe knows what's going on in your life, too. You can go to the river and ask for a question from the river and get a response, because the river and the oceans are all in tune with Mother Earth and with the Orishas. The Orishas are all in tune. So set them up in your home and find the one that's on your head for your mother spirit and one for your father spirit. Then erect an altar to them. And buy the things that they like, the foods, the colors that they like, and then grant them their wish so that they will grant you your wish. You must understand that Africans' religion is set up under a system where it is sacrifice. Go out and make a sacrifice to buy these things for your altar. And if you find out what your... Sorry about that. If you find out what your reading is for your mother's head, then definitely go and buy the things that go on that altar for your mother's. As I indicated to you, you have a father on your head and a mother on your head. And you must understand that the main seven Orishas that we deal with, you go and learn the Orishas. There are classes online now. You can sign up for these classes to get one-on-one attention from a Baba Law who's teaching. And they're doing a thorough job. This used to be a secret society. And you used to could not even talk about this religion openly, let alone have classes. But now we are actually having classes on this religion, and it's openly being done. And that's why my Divination Network is going to do more work in the way of classes, and we're going to have more open opportunities to talk about the weddings in the African tradition and looking at how we can better ourselves by utilizing a way of life. Because Ifa is not just a religion, it's a way of life that anyone can practice who have a religion. It shows you how to live. And that's what we are lacking right now, is a way of life. A lot of us don't know. We've lost our way, and we need direction. And that's what Omi is here to do, give you a little bit of direction as to how to stay in tune with yourself. And hold up, we're going to commercial. exiting out of here. I want to thank you so much for spending time with us today. And if there's any questions, you can dial in at 760-539-3247. If you have any questions, you can call in now. We're not doing any readings. We won't be doing any readings until the Baba Law comes in. Then you can frame your questions with the Baba Law and ask for a reading. We do have a calling out to a Baba Law so he can come in and answer your questions. However, I have been teaching you about oracle reading and divination, and at this time I will not be doing the readings. Now, we do universal readings for the nation, for the state, the country, but not individual readings because it can get to be combative and people can really pile up in this room and you can't get them out. Now, once again, you've got your Omi Inca 7. I'm live coming at you from my studio here at Oracle Divination Network, and you have been great for listening, and it's been a blast to talk about Oracle Divination. I am an energy reader. I do read oracles and energies and frequencies. I don't particularly adapt to any one particular medium. I don't believe that true, real oracle readers need a medium to tell when there's something wrong in a person's life. They can immediately read the aura around that person and give them a warning for what their energy is telling them. So you should practice your gift and stir up your gift in you, because all of us have been given a measure of faith, and we have the likeness and essence of our God. That means we have the ability to read oracles and to look clairvoyantly and